In 2007, Sean Tracy was arrested for cocaine possession in Broward County after police tracked him using his cell phone data. Police did have a warrant for what's called historical data, including numbers dialed in previous locations of Tracy's phone. But public defender Tatiana Ostapov says following Tracy in real time violated Tracy's Fourth Amendment rights.
There's no legal authorization for what they did. There is no court order that justifies what was done in this case, and it's our position that we had a reasonable expectation of privacy.
But state's attorney Melinda Malier says the data is technically historical and not real time because investigators had to ask the cell company for Tracy's data instead of monitoring it directly. She also says she's unsure if anyone using a cell phone really does have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Mr. Tracy not only did not have an actual subjective expectation of privacy in his cell data and location traveling the roads, and if he indeed had one, that it is not one that society is
reasonable.
Both the lawyers and the justices struggled with balancing privacy and technology and expressed the need for the legislature to more clearly define what a reasonable expectation of privacy is in a changing technological landscape. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.